With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Libby and Troy are beginning a campaign to rebrand themselves as a place to live, visit, and invest in, trying to shake off more than a decade-old economic shadow. Tina Oliphant is with the Libby and Troy 2020 Initiative.
We're building on some past efforts of our local organizations.
Oliphant is the executive director of the Kootenai River Development Council. She's working with Lincoln County, the University of Montana School of Business, and a Missoula ad agency.
Partners Creative and University of Montana are gathering local input from our communities, from our individuals and citizens, to create our story and then to express that story. It's going to be a pretty powerful platform to move ahead and get beyond this stigma of asbestos.
When asbestos was found in the early 2000s, Libby turned into a Superfund site. The town lost major employers and skilled employees. Asbestos made people sick, and the community lost its economic identity. As asbestos cleanups enter their final years, the community needs a new story to tell, Oliphant says.
There'll be multiple phone calls going out. There's going to be intercepts, at the local grocery stores, hardware stores, bars, interviewing people. There's a lot of community support for this, and that's to gather the input. What are our stories? What is it we want to present based on reality?
Oliphant says the stories about Libby and asbestos are being told from outside the town. She hopes by taking control of those stories, the community can again take control of its economy and future. That positive narrative has a lot of work to do. As of this September, Lincoln County had the highest unemployment rate of any county in Montana, 7.3%. In the last decade, that number has at times reached 15%. Lincoln County developers want to make Libby's story one where new businesses can bring work to a town struggling to produce family wage jobs. That hinges on a partial Superfund delisting of one site in Libby. Town leaders want to redevelop the largely vacant 400-acre Kootenai Industrial Park south of Libby. Rebecca Thomas is the Environmental Protection Agency's Libby team leader. She says the industrial park could move toward economic recovery before the rest of the town.
We still probably have another 3 to 5 years of work to do. But for that industrial park, the work that we need to do is completed in terms of removing the asbestos.
Thomas expects the final remedy decision for the cleanup in Libby by the end of the year, and the process of delisting the industrial park can move forward with that decision. The Lincoln County Port Authority and the Kootenai River Development Council expect the delisting to happen next year, and they want to start redeveloping the industrial park by the end of 2016. The EPA's Rebecca Thomas.
There are a lot of things to do between now and a year from now, and part of this certainly involves a public comment period, but I think it's doable.
The Kootenai Industrial Park was once connected to the BNSF mainline, allowing businesses in the park to send products around the country. But the spur connecting the park is in bad shape and unusable right now. Brett McCauley, the director of operations for the Port Authority, says rebuilding the rail line is key to promoting the industrial park.
This is a large project. It'll take a year, maybe a little bit longer, 18 months to complete. But once that's done, we will then be a very attractive entity to folks that would utilize rail for exporting, possibly for coming here on truck, offloading and then reloading and putting on rail and shipping it out.
McCauley says the half-mile rail line will cost around $1.5 million to rehab. A preliminary engineering report will lay out funding options. The money is expected to come from a combination of public grants and Port Authority funds. McCauley says an industrial park that creates a transportation platform for future businesses will be a good start to rebuilding Libby's economy.
It really is the lifeblood for our future, what we're looking at. We're not on a major interstate. We're not a thoroughfare. So the rail is a huge asset that we really right now do not have access to. So that's our major goal, is to get that rehabilitated and running.
If the industrial park is removed from the Superfund listing, it may be eligible for federal funds under EPA's Brownfield program, which can help further redevelopment. The Port Authority's McCauley says Lincoln County's historic identity is in natural resource extraction. He says that's the way it was for a long time before mining and logging companies left and asbestos was found. Because of public perception and national policies about natural resource extraction, McCauley isn't sure if Libby can ever be as big as it once was. But he hopes that over time, Lincoln County can rebuild a sense of pride and sustainability in its economy. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.